As we get into the form, and Mark Hunter's with us. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. I'm very well, thank you.
Eight races. What are your thoughts?
I think it's pretty good. Yeah, I don't mind a few races indeed, and I hope we come home a winner.
Okay, well, let's have a look at it. Race number one today is an event where we've got no scratchings in this race over 1,500. We've got number two, John's Revenge at 9, down to Magna Pegasus at 4.40, Many Rewards at 3.10, Vis-a-Vis at $2.90, and then you've got Yankee Toff at 7.50.
Yeah, it's a pretty even race to kick us off. It's going to come down to who runs the 1,500 metres stronger out of the lot of them. I'll go with number six, Vis-a-Vis, who kicked off up there at Seymour, showed pace to be up there all the way, just got run down by Storm Harbour and Persian Empire in what's worked out to be a really good form race. So I think Michael Walker can get the horse forward and give you a great sight. To beat number three, Magna Pegasus, just run down last time at Kilmore, another one who'll be up there. Four Many Rewards, it's going well, probably comes out of the best form race last time, just has to run the distance. I think they're clear of number one, Brew Boss, who kicked off in 1,100-metre race at Bendigo. It finished well back, but right on the line it was going okay. I just wish it had trialled a bit better recently, but the trip should suit. I'll go 6, 3, 4 and 1.
6, 3, 4, 1. The second event is over 1,500. You can take out the 8. We've got number 4, Lord Mappily at 5. 3.50 for Shangani Patrol. 2.25 Tennessee Boss and My Charlie Girl is at 6.50.
Yeah, I'm going with this as the best of the day here. Number 5, Shangani Patrol, had its first run back from a spell at racing.com park. It was up the fence. It didn't have the clearest passage, but kept going strongly to the line. Now, we've seen Sinjari come out of that race and win in town yesterday. I think Shangani Patrol brings the best form. I don't mind where it's drawn because it's a bit of a one-pacer. It's got galloping room. Just build its momentum and win. To beat number 7, My Charlie Girl. Logan McGill's got a few of these horses. He's improved them. This one ran second last time in what will be pretty ordinary form race, but at least it's going to be strong. 6 Tennessee Boss, I think, is poison odds. It has to run the distance. It's got a chance, but I couldn't back it at that price. And next best, maybe number 2, Crooked Gent, who comes out of a very weak race last time. I think 5 will be too strong here. 5, 7, 6 and 2.
5, 7, 6 and 2. The third race is over 1,200. You can take out runners 5 and 12. And here we've got number 3, City of Pearls at full 60. Down to number 8, Monteza at 3.30, 7 for Pirelli, and you've got Trump Shot at $3.60.
Yeah, I think the trialers will fight the race out here, 8 and 11. I've put them in that order. Number 8, Monteza, sat up on the speed at Cranbourne and looked quite good, winning a 990-metre trial. It's drawn for a good run here for Ben Allen to beat number 11, Trump Shot. I think it's certainly a big danger. Ran second to Lubu. That's good form in a trial, and it was never extended. I think they'll just dominate the race. Third pick, number 9, Pirelli. It ran okay, ran third on debut. A pretty ordinary race that was at Mornington. Some time between runs, I think, placed best there. And after that, out to number 3, City of Pearls, who's been a bit disappointing. I think the first starters just dominate here. 8 just from 11, then 9 and 3.
So 8 from 11, 9 and 3. We go to race 4. This is over 2,000. Number 2, 1 over Rod at 3.30. 7.50 for Brando. $6 for Castani. 7.50 Gold Label Miss. And then you're looking at Let's Rave On at 7. And No Doubt Mom is at 9.50.
Yeah, I think that's good odds here, number 12, Let's Rave On. Its last up third was behind Studio City and Wolf Tone. Now, both of those horses would just be short price favourite and would win this race easily. It did get pretty well beaten, but did some work early, fought on okay. A little bit of time between runs, just needs some luck from that draw so it doesn't cover ground. If it gets that, I think it's the one to beat. Number 9, Castagna, is getting better with racing. It'll be back in the pack. It'll be just be grinding home. It's got a winning chance. 8, Franklin Lane. Yet to see what ability this horse has got. It got knocked over twice last start at Kilmore. Completely forget that run. I don't mind it drawn wide. I think if it has any luck, it's got a chance. And 4, Stately Boy, who's a little down at the distance. It's going okay. It's got some chance. I'll put them in an even maiden, 12, 9, 8 and 4.
12, 9, 8, 4. Race number 5 is over 2,400. Now, this is the first leg of the quaddie. Runners 1 and 5 are scratched. We've got number 2, Barrachino at 5. 3.60 for Charcoal. 4.40 Charlie Road. For Racy, it's 6.50. And then down to number 13, Miss Danny, who's given a good chance at $4.80.
Yeah, I'm working around probably 3 main chances. I'll go in this order, number 6, Charlie Road, who's had a few back from a spell. I think a couple of things here. The jump out to 2,400 metres is just what it's looking for, and Ben Allen getting back on board. So you've got two big pluses. It's a one pace stayer, but it's a pretty promising stayer, and it gets its chance to bounce back into the winner's stall. To beat number two, Barrichino. Going well, this horse. He had no luck at all two starts ago. Fourth, it was a sprint home. He came wide at the wrong time, and just forget that run. Went to Geelong, as he always does with his shadow role. He races badly during the race, but once he got to the outside, he finished strongly. He's a handy stayer. He's got a chance. Four, Charcoal, picked its way through the field last time and ran well. I think they're the three main hopes, 6-2-4. Next best, number 13, Miss Danny, who's just going to get that beautiful run from gate one. Do no work. It's somewhere in the mix. I've just got it outside of the top three. 6-2-4, then 13.
6-2-4, 13. Race 6 over 1,500 for fillies and mares. Take out runners 2 and 7. We've got the 3 Ecology at 5.50. 4 Elegantly Wasted at 3. Striking Miss at 6. Down to the 8 Navita at $4.
Yeah, this is another 1,500 metre race where you've got a lot of 1,400 metre horses in here. They're just going to struggle that last 100 metres. And I'm looking for one that I think might be the strongest, and that's number 4 Elegantly Wasted, who led, dictated, gave a kick last time, just got run down by a couple of handy horses on the line. Drops back to 1,500 metres here. It'll push forward from that gate. It's got the claim, and I think it'll take plenty of running down. 3 Ecology is a horse I always thought was suspect at 1,400 metres, but, gee, the stable are going well. It looks stronger this time in. It won well last time. It's got a chance again. I think your value runner here is number 5, Ali Sam. It got back the other night. It came wide. You had no hope at all doing that. The run was better than what it looks. And then number 6, Striking Miss, who's going okay, gets Callow on board, and that should give you a better chance. I'll put them in 4, 3, 5 and 6.
4, 3, 5, 6, 7th over 1,200. Here you can take out 6, 8 and also 11. We've got number 5, Triss at 8, $4 for Missile Boom, down to number 9, Two's Buy at $3.90. King Coey at $9.
I think we come home with a couple of good bets, and the first of them is race 7, number 9, Two's Buy, who ran behind You've Been Had first up. That's a pretty promising horse, that one. Two's Boy had pretty much every chance, was no match, but fought on well for second. It'll be fitter. It jumps to 1,200 metres. You go back last campaign, there was a race at the Valley that Revolving Door won, and Two's Boy was back and wide, had no hope that day with that pattern. Ran a really strong race to be midfield, so I think the 1,200 metres suits. Fitter for that first up run. If Willie's track walks right, it's going to be in the perfect spot to beat number 10, King Kohai. This is another one from the Cirque stable that, gee, didn't look much good last campaign. They've just jumped out of the ground recently. It's going well. I think it's the danger. 7 Missile Boom, resuming, has trialled up okay. And maybe number 13, Atomic Lockade, who's going well for the new stable. 9 clearly for me from 10, 7 and 13.
9, 10, 7 and 13. And then to the last over 1,000. Take out the 10. We've got number 3, Rockets Red Glare at 5. $5 for Daconi. $3.90 Villa Rossa. North Cape's at 9, $7 both Keep Courting and Innocent Lily, and then you're down to Still of Madrid at $6.50.
Yeah, gee, I reckon this is the best value for the day here. Number 8, Keep Courting, just beautifully placed in a 1,000-metre benchmark 64 race. That's its go. It's resuming. It's trialled terrific. It's drawn where it won't lead, which is a good thing. Often they punch it forward. I think there's too much pace for it, so it'll be just behind the speed. John McNeil just needs to get clear at the right time, and I think it's a terrific each-way bet at the $7. To beat number 9 is Innocent Lily, resuming from a spell, just got beat last time before a spell, looked all over a winner. 7 North Cape, too much pressure last time, has got some chance, and 5 Villa Rosa, won well with a quiet ride two starts ago, then pushed forward last time. I think you'll see different tactics today, which brings it back into the race. 8, 9, 7 and 5.
8, 9, 7 and 5. What about a best roughie quaddie in your play of the day?
My best Nadia is race 2, number 5, Shangani Patrol. My roughie is in the last race 8, number 8, Keep Courting. My quaddie, it'll cost you $120 for 50 cents, so you can flexi that. First leg, 2, 4, 6 and 13. Into 3, 4, 5 and 6. Into 7, 9 and 10. And we'll come home with 4, 5, 7, 8 and 9. A play of the day is an each-way all-up three horses, which costs you $8 for a $1 unit. Race 2, number 5, Shangani Patrol. Race 7, number 9, Two's Buy. And race 8, number 8, Keep Courting, all each way.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Nadia.
Mark Hunter with his preview of Mornington Today. It's just hit 10:30.